Yeah, lots of things, lots of things. He was standards. He was good. Then there's W.D. George, NASA Bureau of Standards. I doubt that he did very much at the Technical Program Committee. Then John Greensmith, Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn. I only know him by reputation, which is good. There's J.N. Hall, Bureau of Ships, was a very hardworking head of the component section of the Bureau of Ships. And then Keith Harding, also Bureau of Ships, a real sound engineer down there also. Then there's Lou Kahn of Aerovox Incorporated, a man I respected very much at Aerovox. Then the G.T. Coleman of Bell Telephone Laboratories. I don't know him very well. I can't comment. Then there was Vincent Kublin of the Signal Corps Engineering Laboratories. He was one of the stalwarts up at the Signal Corps and one of the real producers and reliable guys. Then Jesse Marsden of the International Resistance Company, IRC. I think he was the president or chief engineer or something. And apparently he's highly respected in the industry. H.L. Owen, Signal Corps Engineering Laboratory. I think he was a tube man. I'm not sure because the only Owens that I knew in the Signal Corps Engineering Laboratories was a tube man. That's all I can say about him. Then there's Leon Podolsky. And Leon Podolsky was the best asset that IEEE ever had, not just in the components professional group, but in anything that had to do with standards. And there's an awful lot about him in the record. And Leon Podolsky is the man who convinced me that international standards was very, very important and very, very vital to the United States. And he was so convincing that I had a large section at the National Bureau of Standards, and I decided that what I was doing there was important, but of equal or even greater importance was to the United States, was the IEC. And I began to delegate more and more authority to my lab chiefs. Of course, I had oversight, but I've managed to free myself from the nitty-gritty sufficiently that I've, in the last few years that I was chief of that section, I was spending 80% of my time on international standards activities and in IEEE standards activities. And I was also the subcommittee of the standards committee then, and I was the chairman or secretary of that committee, and there was only one person in the committee, just me. And back then, the Life Member Fund Committee had money that they wanted to use to benefit IEEE. And I think it was Leon Podolsky. Now, I'm just guessing here, but it sounds like Leon Podolsky's work, that the Life Member Fund Committee was convinced to give the IEEE Committee $10,000 a year to be used to increase IEEE members' participation in IEC activities, and in the process of doing so, promote the international adoption of IEEE standards. Okay. Now, is it being recorded now?
Yep.
Okay. And this is important. But it still is not PHP, or Professional Group on Component Parts.
Mm-hmm.
See? But I put this in because I think that Leon Podolsky should get recognized. A number of people, Leon Podolsky, Javits, a few other people, never got as much recognition as they should get. Okay? Me, I had enough recognition. I don't need any more. Everybody knew Gus Shapiro, what Gus Shapiro was doing. As a matter of fact, there are many times I was perfectly satisfied to be in the background as a kingmaker if I felt that I was putting the right man in the right place. That was enough for me. Sometimes it sounds like I'm blowing my horn, but I'm not really. Okay. Then there's J. Gilman Reed. I don't think he gave very much to it on that committee. Saffold, Bear Western Electric, I don't know anything about him. W.G. Tuller. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Now, Tuller had a very tremendous reputation. It was a terrible, he worked for Melfar. It was a terrible tragedy when he died. He was on an overseas trip. Plane went down off of Shannon, and all the passengers stood out on the wing, and when the rescue boats came to take off the passengers, they were all there except Tuller, and no one ever knew what happened to him. And he was a rising star in Melfar.